Which Landman character are you?
Ainsley? I don't know. I'm not Rebecca, but I don't belong here.
Hello, Addison.
Hey, 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 Billy Dukes. How you doing over there?
I'm good. How are you? We've had a busy week this week. CMA Awards happening. We are talking all sorts of country artists. You're out late at country shows.
I know. You've been stuck with me in person for the past 2 days. It's been a wild. It's like the Super Bowl of country music is what this week is.
It is always a little bit busy when it comes to CMA week, and this week is no different. We have 2 days of interviews and then the show, but plenty of time for Landman as well. So, apologies, we had to push the podcast back 1 day for that reason. So we're on Wednesday today. We hope to keep Tuesdays, but if Wednesday works better, we might just move it on over to Wednesdays. We'll see. Still in the test phases to see what the best day and time is for this pod.
If you were with us last week, you know that we kind of broke down the two trailers before the season premiere, kind of what to expect, what we were expecting, you know, potential plot lines, all the things.
We had a little bit of a trouble last week. If you recall, the podcast froze and ended abruptly right as I was giving the trivia question. And this one kind of stumped YouTube. Like, we got in touch with YouTube and asked what happened, and they didn't really have a good answer. As far as I can figure is, as I was talking about the trivia, I was showing some things on screen that related to our products that were the prizes. They took that as like an unauthorized advertisement and shut us down. So, not going to do that again this week when we get trivia.
Yeah, can't. The second time is not. We're not going to swing again.
Yeah.
Speaking of trivia, we're going to do that a little bit later on in this podcast, as well as some Q&A sent in by y'all. Don't forget, staff@tasteofcountry.com is where you can always leave not only the trivia answer, but questions, thoughts, comments, theories that you might have, because as we've said before, they do end up being read on our podcast. It's always a fan-based, interactive podcast here. And if you're watching live, you can comment in the chat. Those aren't necessarily used for the Q&A, right, Billy? But we engage with those live.
100%. They could be a Q&A, but there's a chance to have it up on screen and maybe we'll kind of address a question or comment you have in real time. And that's good if you're watching on Facebook or YouTube. We're able to see all the comments in real time.
Mm-hmm. All
One
righty.
Of the big things I'm excited to talk about this week is Cooper and Ariana. Mm-hmm. Last week, I predicted that they're going to be in big trouble. This week, I have the picture to prove that there is trouble in paradise for Cooper and Ariana, and that's coming in episode 2.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Can I say something?
Yeah.
I really think I'm being affirmed that they are the Casey and Monica Dutton of Landman.
So, quick update here. I'm only through episode 1, but you've cheated and watched ahead, haven't you?
I have, because, you know, life is busy and I really needed to make sure I was prepped for this. But this statement comes from episode 1. Don't worry. Okay. I took notes, so I'm not going to be giving any spoilers away on accident.
We'll see how that works out by the end. If you're on YouTube, I have put up a fan poll. This week's question is, what is Taylor Sheridan's best show? And your four choices include Landman, Yellowstone, Mayor of Kingstown, or Lioness. YouTube only allows you to have four choices, so you had to choose from one of those. Currently, I believe Yellowstone is in the lead with 44%, actually tied with Landman. Lioness in third, and no Mayor of Kingstown fans. You can write in 1923 or 1883 if you'd like. I just didn't have the space for it. If I had to vote, I might say Lioness. I'm not going to lie. The show was really, really good.
I need to rewatch it. I watched season 1, and that's it.
I didn't include Tulsa King. And I kind of, people give me heck for giving Tulsa King a hard time. It's just not as strong as the other shows, in my opinion, but feel free to, if you disagree, let me know.
No one's talking about Tulsa King. Hot take.
Not as much buzz. I would agree.
I'm randomly in conversations with people about Landman.
Right. I think that's accurate. Yeah.
Do we want to start with our first topic of where we're at?
Yeah, this was the premiere of season 2, so like part of it was just sort of getting us back up to speed with the characters and the storylines, mm-hmm. right? Because it's been like in real time 8 or 9 months for us since we mm-hmm. last saw Ainsley and Angela. Maybe a little foggy on some of those memories. It seems to have picked up, what, 2 months or so after the finale for season one?
Yeah, not terribly far. That's kind of
how I figure it.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there. And pretty quickly we see all the characters. We get Cammy. She's having a lunch. Seems to be recovering nicely after the death of her husband. Then we go to Cooper and Ariana. His business plan is thriving. We get a little Ainsley and Angela action, and they're just as much fun as ever. And throughout it, Tommy just kind of weaves in and out. We don't actually see the newest character, Sam Elliott's TL, until about 2/3 of the way through the episode, and then only for kind of a short scene that I think is going to set up some bigger scenes down the road.
I wrote down in my notes, like the whole first half of the episode, I wrote down lots of land and oil talk. Like, I think they were just trying to re-remind us what the base of all this is.
Did you have a good feel for what Cooper was doing kind of in the moment? Because his plan was a little complex at the end of season one, and then all of a sudden he's just standing by a drill, and it's like, whoa, what's happening here?
No, I'm still a little, it's like he's wildcatting is what it's, in the sense of, I guess, wait, I'm going to use that terminology incorrectly. What I gathered is he's going on this land that he's leasing from people or whatever, or not whatever, but like, I don't know the terminology here. And hoping that where he's drilling, it's going to hit oil.
I think you're right.
That was the most like flippant way to say that. And I realized that. I just realized as I started talking, I don't know the terminology.
I believe you're right. I believe he is wildcatting, kind of just looking for oil in different places. But he I don't think he's digging. I think he's actually fracking. And this is a great explainer of what kind of they're doing in the oil business now. I found this from season one. And we haven't gotten into like the nuts and bolts of the oil business yet. We're not qualified to do that. If someone wants to come on and make that entertaining, God have at it, but it doesn't sound terribly entertaining off the top. So I found this video where Tommy sort of explains exactly what's happening and what fracking is all about. And this is what Cooper's up to.
This is shale. It goes all the way from here to Midland. So just imagine layer after layer of solid rock slapped on top of one another like slices of bread. And between the slices, well, that's your butter. Just figured that out a few years ago.
That's a good there visual.
It's a good description. So they have to get that butter out of the ground somehow. Mm-hmm. That's why the oil guy was talking about how there was it was coming out much more pure than they expected it to be right off the top. And are we going to start right with Cooper and Ariana? Is that where you want to start?
Yeah, let's start with them. I feel good about that.
Okay. So quickly we learn that Cooper, really successful. He hit gold right off the bat. There was great pressure. They're pumping oil. And he rushes home. This is the second time we see her. He rushes home to tell Ariana.
Ariana! Ariana!
Ay, este pinche gringo está loco.
Ariana!
You forget I got a baby?
I gotta show you something.
Yeah.
You forget I have a baby?
There seems to be a little stress in the relationship.
Mm-hmm. There.
Did you get that vibe as well?
Oh, 100%. Well, I feel like she's kind of got the stress of motherhood, and I feel like Cooper hasn't really jumped on the train of, like, he's kind of a stepfather in a way, and he's kind of just doing his own little thing in his own little lane, and she's doing her own little thing in her own little lane. Like, they're not really a joint force.
To a certain degree, though, I kind of sympathize with him a little bit because he is doing what he knows how to do. He's not a father, but he's kind of going to be a father role in that baby's life if they end up staying together. Like, he can go out there and make some money and provide for his family. That's all he knows how to do at this point. Maybe Tommy wasn't the best example for him. So, like, his heart's in the right spot, but he's not, clearly not communicating all of this with his girlfriend, and she's clearly pretty frustrated by it.
Which, understood.
So later, he brings her to the well, and he explains that they've just struck oil. Mm-hmm. And long story short, within a year, they're going to be multimillionaires just from that well. And he's got another well just like it across the way. Apologies to the audio-only people, but I'm going to play this clip here. Watch Ariana's look at the very end of it.
So, this is the dream.
This is the dream.
You did it.
I did it for you.
Right there.
Oh, she looks stressed and pensive and like, oh, yeah. I don't want this, actually.
It's that little side eye.
That was actually great acting.
It was really good acting. It was super subtle. Like, you know she's not on board with this. Like, mm-mm. It was dangling money, thinking, why wouldn't you want millions of dollars? But she's like, it's not what I want.
And you know,
I think that could be the crux of the problem.
I couldn't tell you that I'm Ariana. If I'm be like,
you're
yes.
Not sympathizing with her.
Nope. Yes, Cooper, give me that. Give me those millions.
That's an interesting
question. You say jump and I ask how high. Like, let's do this.
It's like, all right. Which landman character are you? A bit of a loaded question, right? Because there's all the options are pretty fraught.
Am I Ainsley? I don't know.
Are you Ainsley? I don't think you're Ainsley.
I don't know, but I'm like, I'm not Rebecca. Not Ariana. I don't belong here.
Are you the waitress at the Patch?
I'm one of the old ladies at the nursing homes.
Fair enough. As we get into previewing episode 2, I'm going to share some pictures and something happens to Cooper. During episode 2 that we have a photo of. These are photos serviced by Paramount Plus. One of these photos shows Cooper, and it's unnerving here. But let's get to the next recap, and then we'll get to some of the preview.
Let's go all the way back to the episode where we open with Cammy, who's in the bathroom, which I will say you kind of at the very beginning said, you know, it seems like she's recovering from her husband's death. I disagree. She is like, I mean, she might be coming to terms with her husband's death, but I can tell that she's unraveling. She's trying to hold it together, but there's some massive pressure.
Oh, that's interesting. I read it more as she was kind of pulling things together. Still not in a great place, but out of that initial sort of shock and sadness and grieving, like she's taking steps forward. I can't even say tentatively because her speech is anything but tentative, but okay, you could be right. So to your point, she is in the bathroom when she comes across two women who are there with some of the oil men. They're younger women wearing very tight dresses. And do you want to know their character names?
What?
Lexi and okay. Stormy.
How did you find that out?
I just read the credits. But of course they're Lexi and Stormy.
Lexi and Stormy.
And Lexi... I think it's Lexi or I think it's actually Stormy who says some not so nice things to Cammy.
The divorce doctor convention is one hotel over. It's a young woman's game here. No offense.
I'm still offended.
Well, that's life in the Serengeti.
Life in the Serengeti.
That's life in the Serengeti.
Kind of a brilliant stroke by Taylor Sheridan, if you're asking me, because his audience is older and he knows he's going to get people on Cammy's side. I saw a lot of really positive comments about Demi Moore's acting and her role. Beyond that, to how beautiful she is and how great of an actress she is. Like, this is a great scene to get people rooting for Cammy Miller.
I agree. And kind of a good intro into, we're going to obviously, she's a pivotal character this season, where she wasn't as much last season.
So we start with... like a hotel scene. She's brought a lot of people together. I think they're like bankers, other oilmen, some investors, and they're all pretty skeptical about what's going to happen with MTech moving forward. Mm-hmm. She's there to kind of assure them that the company's in a good place. Hopefully the banks don't pull their loans, et cetera, et cetera. And she has to give a speech. Her speech is anything but soft. It's short and strong.
For those of you coasting on your royalties, I must point out that while you sunburn on the beach in Tulum, I will be underbidding your lease offers, cornering pipeline supplies, and buying your bad debt. Underestimating me is how I buy you out.
And we see Stormy there looking seen. She's ticked.
That's how I buy you out.
It was a strong speech. By the way, that scene is the subject of today's trivia question a little bit later. Ooh. So hopefully you remember some of the more subtle characters from that sequence of events.
You're going to be like, who's actor number 32 in the audience? What's his name?
Yep, more or less.
No, knowing how you operate. Well, like I said earlier, you know, am I Ainsley? I'm not. But let's talk about Ainsley because she has probably my favorite scene in this entire episode. We see her, where we pick up with her is she's going off to college. Well, she's actually not off to college. She's trying to get into college.
Right.
And she really wants to go to Texas Christian University, good old TCU in Fort Worth. And her scene, Billy, I just like what kept coming through. She's talking to the admissions office and or having an interview. And I kept thinking, I was like, oh my gosh, she is Legally Blonde. She is Elle Woods.
Would you like me to explain my position on the subject?
I would be fascinated to hear your position on the subject.
Well, it seems detrimental to really humanity in general that a university would try to keep the prettiest girls from dating the tallest, most athletic boys who could then get married and make babies that are like really, really pretty and athletic, like even more athletic than their parents.
This is, she's trying to explain why she wants to go to TCU and not Texas Tech and says that Texas Tech doesn't allow cheerleaders to date the football players. TCU does. I would be fascinated to hear your explanation of the topic.
She was so funny. And then she goes on, I don't know if you have a clip of this, but she goes, I'm also going to be studying abroad in Midland.
Yeah. What precipitated your move? No, it hasn't rained since I moved.
I mean, it was gold. Gold.
So we learned that more or less that was just a formality because Ainsley's automatically going to get to TCU because she's a walk-on preferred status as a cheerleader. So all she had to do was show up for that interview. So the admissions counselor, who was brilliant in her own right, lets her know that she has indeed made the school.
Now that you have satisfied your in-person interview, your acceptance letter will be mailed in the next 7 to 10 days. You must register for freshman
orientation. Wait, I got in? I got in?
And it has a stereo function.
God.
What are you doing?
I'm a hugger.
Let's not.
Oh, God.
Now I smell like the beach and gardenias.
It's Hermes. They sell it at Neiman's.
And it has a stereo function. Gosh, I love her. Maybe I'm that woman. Maybe that's in my Landman character.
Yes, that's funny. Yes. I mean, it was truly, I think, one of my favorite scenes ever. It was so funny.
Two things on this. First of all, at the start of this scene, if you recall, we get a little bit of an update on what happened to her boyfriend, Ryder. It seems Ryder has to go to community college because while he's good looking and he's a great football player,
he's stupid.
He's not the sharpest pencil in the pack. So we might not see him. He might be kind of written off the show.
I think he is written off the show. Like, I think I can confidently say that.
Okay. A little surprising. Not terribly disappointed, but a little bit surprising. I got to assume she'll have another love interest at some point.
Well, what I was going to say is the one thing that bugged me, and this is such a niche statement, I cheered in high school. And something that I pointed, I love the tumbling scenes where she's practicing in the backyard. She's doing like round off back handsprings, all that fun stuff. However, and this is just a technicality that just really bugs me. I don't think they did a good job with her body double. Her body double has shorter blonde hair, not super short, but I kept noticing, I was like this, or at least the ways that they're shooting her, I'm like, it looks like a body double. It does not look like Michelle Randolph.
What scene was she cheering in? I don't remember.
In the backyard. She was, they, oh, no,
that's
they,
that's no, episode yes. two, Addison.
No, at the very end of episode one. I wrote it down in my notes.
Oh, maybe it is. Okay, he goes out there. Okay.
I think the very end.
All right.
There's more, right, there's more in season, episode two.
There was, you know, we enjoyed this scene and thought it was funny, but the audience has proven to be pretty split on Ainsley's performance here. Not everybody appreciates the humor and is able to kind of just take that away. Like, I mean, she plays, like you said, a Legally Blonde type character. Mm-hmm. Not everybody likes that movie. Some people get pretty impatient in that movie. And I think the same is said for Angela, who appears a little bit later. Her big scene is later in the episode. And I don't have any clips from Angela. It was just her at a dinner time scene being really hormonal and emotional and throwing plates. I think pretty quickly we need a scene that shows the deeper side of both of those characters. Like, we need that stat.
I do agree. I just, especially Angela, she kind of bugs me of like, you're just looking to pick a fight all the time. And I'm kind of tired.
Yeah. My worry is that she's going to become a little bit of a cliche. I don't think that will happen because it was so well written the first time around. Mm-hmm. I think we'll get that again. But I enjoyed that. That was, to me, that was the funniest scene in the series thus far.
I agree. We get introduced this episode to Sam Elliott, which is a big deal. And Billy, this was the most depressing nursing home I think I've ever, old age home. Old age home.
I'm not sure, but we know what we're talking about. I don't know if it's a nursing home. It's just an old folks home.
I know. Did I write it down? Oh, assisted living. That's the phrase.
Yes.
That's what I put down. I was like, wait, I think I wrote this down. The most depressing assisted living place I've ever seen in my entire life. It reminded me of, my mom has always threatened me. She goes, don't you dare put me in one of those one day.
Yeah.
This is what
the big
entertainment,
as we learn pretty quickly, is going out to watch the sunset, and the staff even tries to take that away.
Mm-hmm. Guess you better call the sheriff, Denise.
TL. Thomas, I need you to sit down. I don't want to tell you again.
You're ruining it.
Gosh
darn it, Denise. You're ruining it.
The sunset. That's when you know you hit rock bottom.
Comes through pretty quickly, and he shares the news that TL's... Now, keep in mind, we all knew that Sam Elliott was going to play TL, Tommy's father. But if you just kind of plopped into the show and you didn't do all the research ahead of time, or, you know, you don't have a podcast about it, like, that was new information. So, as of yet, we don't know who TL is. All we do is we see Hank come over and reveal that his wife, ex-wife, has died in a memory care facility in Amarillo. And, you know, I got the sense that maybe they didn't get along all that well, him and his ex-wife. Like, he didn't have a lot of fondness for her memory.
Why do you feel that way?
Because Hank goes, you'll see her again one day. And then TL goes, oh. If I do, that means I've gone to hell.
I didn't even pick up on that. You're so right.
That's why I think we missed the mark on what we thought. I thought TL brought the drama, and he was the bad father and blew up Tommy Norris's childhood. But maybe it was this mother character who I don't know necessarily that we'll meet. I think we'll probably get a funeral scene here pretty quickly because at the end of the episode, Tommy finds out. But I think maybe it was the mother that helped blow up the family, and we'll kind of learn more about, which I think kind of speaks a little bit to the Tommy-Angela relationship in some ways I'm not qualified to talk about, but I find that all pretty fascinating.
Well, kind of jumping off, I mean, I don't know if we want to jump forward to episode 2 or if you have more thoughts on TL.
I don't. I think next week we should see, I mean, this is part of an episode 2 preview. I think we'll probably get a bit of TL, Tommy. There is a picture here. I'll play some pictures now. And these are kind of rolling by fairly quickly. We'll come back to these in a moment here. But there's a photo of Tommy, TL, and Cooper. It looks like they're bringing him home, as far as I can tell. Hmm. And that's going to be entertaining in sort of its own way. But that was all we really saw of him. At the end, Tommy learns that his mother has died, and they kind of move on from there.
Gosh, that assisted living place, it even has, like, it needs to be power washed in that photo.
Agreed. And I said something like that. Someone got mad at me about it.
Why?
I don't know. Someone on YouTube was upset about my characterization of the nursing home. Chad asks on the stream, was it just me or did episode 1 seem like it went by really fast? It seems like they were just getting the stories going and then the episode ended. 45 minutes went by really quickly. I think that's accurate. It was a catch-up episode,
yeah,
in a lot of ways. Nothing remarkable happened, but it was interesting. I think most people give it like a 6 or a 7 out of 10 on the YouTube, and I think that's fair.
Next week's episode is called Sins of the Father, which, Bill, you kind of have something interesting about that title to share.
Episode 10 of season 2 of Yellowstone was also called Sins of the Father. And this was the episode where Dabney Coleman played John Dutton Jr., Kevin Costner's character's dad. This is the one where the Beck brothers are killed at the very end. Hopefully that's not a spoiler alert for anybody. And I do kind of wonder if it's intentional. Since last week, when someone asked us if there was ties between Yellowstone and Landman, I find myself looking for ties. And that's certainly one of them. But the episode tells me that we're going to get a lot of TL, Tommy, and Cooper in this episode. Wouldn't you think?
You shouldn't be asking me. But yeah, I would think. Remember, I've already seen it.
Okay, that's true. I forgot you already saw it.
But yes, how they, objectively, how they tee or how they end things, right, we can assume that we're going to see a lot of at least the three of them.
So I want to share one picture here I saw of Cooper.
Okay.
Let's see if I can fast forward to it and pause. All right. Actually, there's a little bit of a sequence here. We see some pictures. Oh, there it is. So we see some pictures of Cooper. There he is, sleeping on the couch.
Poor
guy.
You see
that? That's the main reason I think there's trouble in paradise, is that he's sleeping on somebody's couch. It's never a good thing when you've been kicked to the couch.
You know what they did a good job of doing? He has quite the farmer's tan going. Sorry.
You think he really worked on that? Or you think that was makeup or came about naturally?
Makeup.
The next photo is Ariana. She's on the phone looking very concerned, isolated, worried. Like a lot of expression in that photo. I don't know. My prediction for their plot line is that they're going to have a breakup and then maybe they'll rekindle by the end of the series. Like, I think they're in it for the long haul. Remember, even Casey and Monica had that weird breakup. Like, I think they'll be in it together, but I do worry about them overall.
All righty. Let's get to trivia, Billy.
I have one more question.
Oh, yep.
It's pretty clear that Cooper and Ainsley have a fairly big rift.
They always have. They did last season.
We don't know the origins of that yet, do we?
To me, I've just always understood it as they're just so wildly different. I mean, season one, when Tommy says, like, you know, your sister's coming or whatever, and Cooper's kind of annoyed by it, or it might have been vice versa. I think it's because they're like, she's bubblegum and sunshine and roses, and he's more like stoic, dark. Like, they're just so drastically different. I think it's like oil and water. I think that's more so why there's a riff.
It's my least favorite part of the show.
You wish that they were more.
I just wish it was explained better. If they got a riff, it needs to be a big reason, because they're both old enough to now to get past just differences. I feel like.
I don't know. She's a little airheady, so.
Maybe that's it. Okay. That was the last thing I had to say. Get off my chest.
Let's go to trivia then.
Trivia this week. And if you recall, this is for one of the great pieces of Dutton Rules merchandise. T-shirts, sweatshirts. These are all Yellowstone themed, including a Rip Wheeler themed. You can actually, if you're watching on YouTube, you can click and check out the products that we're offering. Some of them there within the YouTube Taste of Country store. And we changed it up a little bit for this season of the podcast. It's no longer the first person to answer correctly. It's one person from all correct answers. So last week's trivia question, we had an interview with Billy Bob Thornton, during which he named Sam Elliott as one of his lifelong mentors. That got me wondering how far back these two men go. What was the first major motion picture that Sam Elliott and Billy Bob Thornton were in together?
I remember I said The Big Lebowski, and then Billy immediately said, no, I messaged Billy privately, and he decided to tell every one of y'all what I said. I was wrong.
It was not The Big Lebowski, and I want to congratulate Rubicon Rebel on YouTube, who knew it was Tombstone. And if you recall, Kurt Russell played an integral role in that movie as well.
Well, I'm real scared. Damn right you're scared. I can see that in your eyes.
All right.
Now, go ahead. Go ahead. Skin it. Skin that smoke wagon and see what happens.
Listen, mister, I'm getting awful tired of your...
I'm getting tired of your gas. Now jerk that pistol and go to work.
I don't recognize them.
Yeah, Billy Bob Thornton looks like about 50 pounds heavier.
Yeah.
In that scene. I don't think anybody should be saying skin that smoke wagon in 2025, even if you're playing an 1800s character.
Probably not.
Oh, Addison. Oh, wait, hold on. 1 second.
What? Oh?
Some what the breaking landman news.
What? That could have been timed better.
Who plays Rebecca Falcone, has just revealed she's pregnant.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. That's not really breaking news to me.
It is, too. It's within the last few hours. She revealed it during the premiere party. Her and her husband are expecting a baby. Kayla Wallace is actually a Canadian actress who once actually auditioned for the part of Ainsley Norris.
So oh, yeah. No, I can't see that one. She can't be Ainsley. But I guess I think someone posted, maybe it was Michelle. She posted photos from the premiere carpet. I think it might have been late last night. And I do remember thinking, oh my gosh, what's Rebecca? You just said her... The actress.
Rebecca Falcone.
Yeah, she's like pregnant.
Well, it's breaking news to me anyway. All right. This week's trivia question, Button Rules merch. Colin Ferguson is another Canadian actor who plays Bob Knowles on Landman. This was the good-looking friend of Tommy Norris's, who he talks to at the lunch. He's the guy who actually cheers for Cammy at the end. He stands up and cheers for him. I think he makes a deal for some oil with him. But they have a kind of a significant conversation. You remember who I'm talking about?
Yes, he played Miley Cyrus's father in oh my gosh, what is the last song?
He has a long filmography that includes work as a lovable television commercial spokesperson.
Yes.
For which brand?
I know this one.
Staff at tasteofcountry.com. Or you can comment on this YouTube video, and it's the one of the correct answers. You know this one?
I know this one. 1,000%. I'll tell you after. No, like, I know this one 1,000,000%.
Why?
Because I've seen it.
Okay.
And I wondered why he looked so familiar, and then I remembered.
Oh, gosh. Of all the questions for you to get right, Addison, I am stunned on this one.
I would place... my life on it.
Okay. All right. You want to slack me privately? I won't admit this time.
Yeah, don't admit this one.
Put it in the channel. But staff at tasteofcountry.com, that's the place as well for your questions, comments, conspiracy theories, and all those kinds of things. Addison is absolutely correct on her answer. Let's move on to the Q&A. Good job.
Thank you. Y'all, this never happens.
It never. Literally never. We've been here 5 years, guys. This is the first one.
This is the first one. That's so sad. I've been studying. Okay, Sam Elliott and Billy Bob Thornton are 5 days... This is an email. Are 5 days shy of being 11 years apart in age. They don't... And they look like brothers. I can't see enough of an age difference between them to believe that Sam could play Billy's natural father. Can you?
It's a bit of a stretch. Billy Bob Thornton, I believe, is 81. Sam Elliott's 70. But I think the makeup they put on Sam Elliott makes him a bit older, and I think the makeup they put on Billy Bob Thornton looks a little younger, so I'm okay with it. I can see a 20-year or so age gap, even though that's not the case in real life.
You'll appreciate this last part of the email. Also, since Addison was asked about her makeup and foundation, I think it's only fair to ask Billy for his best beauty tips for us fellas. Billy, what are you doing? You got during CMA Awards, you got so many compliments on your hair. I would like to point that out.
It's good. Jordan Davis. It's a short exercise. I shower daily. And I don't condition.
Oh.
I mean, that's about an
interesting choice.
I'm not hearing anything special. I'll tell you what, actually, you know what's kind of funny is my wife's brother gave me this under the eye cream.
Oh,
Because I don't know, maybe they thought I was getting bags under my eyes, which I guess I kind of am, either because I'm tired or age. and I used it once, and I broke into a little bit of an allergic reaction, and that was the end of Billy's eye cream experiment.
You and Josh Ross, I don't know if you heard him talking about that. He started using vitamin C serum or whatever, and then he broke out. So
yep.
Maybe you just don't try to break what's already fixing. I mean, what? That's what's fun. Already working.
Thank you very much for that glow up tip or praise from me.
YouTube from Chad says, it doesn't look like the prediction that this will be a, quote, one and done season for Sam Elliott will be true. He just said in an Entertainment Tonight interview that he is already excited for April to start shooting season 3.
Interesting. That's news. I'm not going to play the breaking news bumper once again, but I didn't hear that. And that makes me happy. I had predicted it was a one and done for Sam. I thought he might die at the end of this episode. That seems to indicate he's very much not going to die. And also, it indicates that they're going to start filming season 3 in April. Did we know season 3 was confirmed?
Not to my knowledge. I mean, we just started season 2.
Yeah.
Maybe you should Google.
I'm taking a quick search here. No, not officially renewed yet. So, Billy, Sam Elliott breaking news twice.
Yeah, I was like, Sam Elliott has not been media trained. Or their publicists haven't picked up on this quote quite yet.
I think Sam Elliott just don't give an F.
That's also true. And they can't wrangle him. Jamie on YouTube says, outside of Cooper, it was a horrific first episode. Absolutely awful. Let's hope it makes a turn.
Ow. Okay.
That's a pretty...
I guess I would like to know a little bit more detail. Maybe I'm assuming you don't like the Ainsley-Angela drama, but the Sam Elliott scene was pretty good, and I thought the Cammy scene was good. If I'm going to rank the scenes in scene one, I'm probably going to put Cammy one. I really liked the admissions for two. Uh-huh. I don't know if Cooper's making my top three, although I did enjoy it. Okay.
Jamie,
I respect your opinion. I just don't agree.
The last one I have for us is from King Hype on YouTube, who says, thanks for the songs list. Saves me from having to Shazam. LOL.
This is in reference to our shorter recap video that we published on Monday. And we do those on Mondays as well. It's just about a 10-minute long video kind of breaking down what we saw. And at the very end, I like to include the songs, the key songs that were used in each episode. This week, there was a couple of songs by the Turnpike Troubadours. There was a pretty good Ella Langley song. And then it closed with a song. Oh, gosh, I'm forgetting the end song's name. But it's in the video. And I'm going to start doing that again. I had done it during Yellowstone, but I'll bring that back because the music is pretty good.
It's so good. And I loved the Ella Langley song.
Were you familiar with that song?
No, but I liked it.
No, that was a new one to me, too. I liked it as well. Maybe Ella Langley on Landman coming soon. Work for Lainey Wilson.
That would be awesome. We should have asked for that.
Yeah.
Well, y'all, staff at tasteofcountry.com is where you can leave your comments, the trivia. Join me in the correct answer category. First time ever. Really got to gloat about that because I'll be one and done. Forget Sam Elliott. I will be one and done. But y'all, also feel free to comment on the YouTube videos because we also pull from there. So, Billy, we're back on schedule next week. Next Tuesday, noon is when we do the live. And then, obviously, those who are listening, you can listen to wherever you podcast. Do you have anything else before I close this out?
Nope, that's it. I look forward to it. Thanks for joining us today.
Alrighty, y'all. The Dutton Rules Yellowstone Franchise Podcast is another exciting and in-depth Town Square Media podcast.
And prepared this week. Too. All right, Addison.
I'm prepared. I didn't space. Bye, y'all.